everybody, and happy 4th of July. As you may have picked with the first word I was saying, I'm from Germany, and I'm here from a company, Handytech. I hope everybody have heard about our lovely Braille displays. If not, come down and see them. We're showing here really cool products. The company Handytech is in the southwest corner of Germany, located a region which is called the Black Forest. It's really nice. Come visit. And yeah, we have the lovely Black Forest cake here. And it's just a very convenient located, just an hour to France, an hour to Switzerland. So it started, and forgive me just to give you a brief history here. It started 30 years ago with Mr. Schönherr. He was the inventor of the very first, at that time, electromechanical Braille cell. Unfortunately, he died tragically in a car accident. So the Institute for the Blind took over the blister and was running the company as a non-profit company till I was able to, at 95, with a new start as Handytech, I was able to, with 9 people, to take over the company. We have now offices across Germany. We have built up over the years an international dealer network. And now we're here and working with Beyond Sight. And I'm really happy that Jim is joining me, Jim Meissner from Beyond Sight. And he will talk to you in a minute. What is special with Handytech? And one-third of the people working at Handytech are themselves blind and visually impaired, and this is not just a marketing trick. We're showing now for more than 10 years that this is a very successful concept. Another thing I want to highlight is our quality management system. We are certified for the highest quality standard according to ISO 9001 standard, and so we are able to give you a very special deal and which covers also a 2-year warranty. Now our team have grown to 47 people, and finally I want to talk about our cool products. So, you had to live through this, but I just want to make sure that you know Handytech. So, what is really special for all our products, and you find this exclusively at all the Handytech Braille displays, are the concave-shaped Braille cell. So, either you like it or not, the moment you touch it, you know it's Handytech. And yeah, probably it's for those people with the more rounded fingertips more suitable, because it follows nicely your fingertip and makes it, especially if you're reading a lot of Braille many hours a day, then it really makes a difference. So we are showing here a little handhold reading device called the Bookworm. It's just with only 8 cells. We're showing also a 40-character, very compact Braille display with note-taking capability, which is called a Braille Wave. A little bigger brother of the Braille Wave is the Braille Star, but this Braille Star has a QWERTY keyboard, and all those products allows you the complete control of Windows through the connection to the PC. And now we're showing also the Braillino, our latest and coolest product. It's a little Braille note taker with 20 Braille cells, which also includes, and this is now new for all the products, we already have introducing all our Braille displays with a Bluetooth connection. And this cool Bluetooth connection allows me to do a lot of new things which was not possible till now. By the way, all our products runs on standard AA rechargeable batteries, so they all user exchangeable, so just turn it around, go to any grocery store, stuff in another battery if you run out of charge, so it's really, really easy. Of course, it comes with a charger, it's charged in the unit, and they run for 20 to 30 hours, depending on the model. The Braillino runs for 30 hours, for example. Internal note-taking capability allows you to open 5 files at a time and create a file to a size of 3 megabytes. So this is really, really big if you think of a text file is almost as big as the Bible, as from pure text. Now, with Bluetooth connection, you can connect it, of course, to Braille display. By the way, all our Braille displays are supported by the major screen readers, and we were the first Braille displays supported by JAWS. I've been fighting with Glenn Gordon from JAWS for all the nifty Braille features we have now, with the attribute mode and layout mode and whatever you name it. It was a long fight. Now we have it, and everybody, all the Braille displays now supported, are benefiting here. And I just want to show you a little bit the cool thing, which also Jim want to show you in a moment. This is the cool talking telephone, and I hand over now to Jim. Come on, Jim. You talk about it. Yeah. Right.
Okay. Hi, Al. What we're going to be doing is demonstrating a talking cell phone, which you can use separately, or you can use it with a Brailleino, which allows you to have a Braille display with the connectivity of the phone, so you can do wireless email, you can write an email using a Braille keyboard and Braille display, send it, receive it, reply to it. You can also do faxing, things like that. So I'm going to put up the cell phone to the microphone, and then Siggy is going to use the Braille display to control it.
Messaging 1 of 30.
So I'm standing maybe 5 meters away from Jim with my Brailleino in the hand. The Brailleino reach around a Bluetooth connection reach around 10 meters. So you can easily have your cell phone in the pocket and control everything from the Brailleino. So let me start writing a little text message here.
Gallery, messaging 1 of 30, options, open 1 of 9.
Open.
Select, menu window, messaging window, new message, 1 of, inbox, 2 of 8, my folders, 3 of, mailbox, 4 of 8, my folders, inbox, new message, 1 of 8. Options, create message. Submenu 1 of 7. Send messages 2 of 7. Create message. Submit. Text message 1 of 3. Multimedia message 2 of 3. Email 3 of 3. Multimedia. Text message 1
Let's
of 3.
Let's create a text message.
For those of you that aren't seeing what's happening here, Ziggy is sitting here at the left end of the head table with his device.
Hello, this is Paul.
While Jim is at the podium in the middle of the head table with the cell phone that you're hearing, and they're communicating over a wireless connection.
Okay, you see, I hope you agree. This is cool. Let me share just one thought about this. You see, with this Bluetooth connection, it's not just a cool toy to have. With this Bluetooth connection, we also think we are also future compatible. The problem is, and the dilemma we all live in, whatever we buy as a new technical gimmick, it will be old next year. This is, with a Braille note taker, this is quite an expensive and investment, and you want to use this in maybe the next 7 years. So with the Bluetooth connection, you'll be able to use the next generation, maybe you're changing 5 times your mobile phone or your mobile assistant, and still using the same old then at that time, Brelino, and you're happy and still up to date. So I just thought I want to share with you that this also separating the off-the-shelf technology from the excessive technology provides us also with the possibility to keep up to date. And we are benefiting here from the big guys, since we are using a screen reading software. Here we are using original Nokia applications. It's not homemade, self, whatever made. It is Nokia, it's Siemens, it is Samsung, you name it. A multinational company spending thousands of man years to develop those kind of applications, and we now fully benefiting from them. And this is makes a big difference. So just the software quality is not comparable to what we can do in as small companies. We are small companies in this field. So thank you very much for your attention and come by. The booth is 22 and 23. Down with Handytech and Beyond Sight, and there's also, of course, a homepage, www.handytechhandytech.de for Germany. Thank you. Bye-bye.